And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Chuck Roberts, friend of those who want no friend. We have a busy, informative program for you today. We're going to talk with Scott Norton, who's the head of the events at the Prescott Valley Event Center. And particularly, we're going to talk about the rodeo coming up this weekend. And we got some folks in from Yavapai County, from the Flood District, from Human Resources, and Dave McAtee, who will tell me when I'm telling the truth and when I'm not. So we got plenty to talk about. Just a quick reminder before we go to break that life is short. So please spend as much time as you can on the Internet arguing politics with total strangers. Thank you very much. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and other great cities around the world at KQ&A.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Who in their right mind would defend men caught soliciting underage girls? Kyrsten Sinema did. She argued that men caught with underage girls shouldn't face child prostitution charges if they just claim the girls looked older. In fact, the Sinema defense was used to dismiss 5 counts of child prostitution by a man caught soliciting a minor right here in Arizona. That's wrong, and it's a troubling pattern. Kyrsten Sinema also voted against tougher penalties for criminals who commit drive-by shootings. Really? Even worse, Sinema opposed a bill that increased penalties for assaulting Arizona police officers. Soliciting minors, drive-bys, and assaulting police? Kyrsten Sinema talks moderate, but her radical views put us all at risk. The real Kyrsten Sinema is too radical for Arizona. Defend Arizona, paid for, and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palepricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy 6 of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you very much. And we went off with my new best friend. Scott Norton. Hi.
Hey there. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Now, I said you were the head of the event center activities. Tell me what it is. Is that right?
Correct. Yes, I'm the general manager of the building, so we're responsible for booking and marketing the facility.
So obviously we're going to talk first of all about the rodeo this week. And by the way, Scott, you see this?
Yes.
This is a T-shirt, and it's a rodeo T-shirt that KDDL, our sister station, will be giving away at 12:30 Saturday at your main entrance as you open the doors for Saturday's performance.
Yeah.
So there.
They're a great partner. We're looking forward to it.
It's going to be fun. And this is Turquoise Circuit?
The Ram Turquoise Circuit, yes. Friday and Saturday, one performance Friday night, matinee on Saturday at 1:30, and then 7 o'clock again on Saturday night.
Tell me about what goes into setting up the arena for a world-class rodeo.
Dirt, and more dirt.
We've got dirt on this.
About 100 truckloads of dirt started this past Sunday doing that, and a lot of pens and the arena, of course. So we've been working all week and looking forward to a great event starting tomorrow night.
One of the things that I knew we talked about, but the dirt you're bringing is not just dirt you came out in the field. This is literally, this is almost like sand.
It is. It's pre-mixed, so there's a certain composure to it that is, you know, part clay and part sand and so forth. And, very soft and great for the barrel racers who, and it's not as important for the bull riders, I would say, but when they,
well, you know, it
when
is
they hit,
if
when
you
they
get
hit
tossed
the ground.
Off.
Yeah, true, that is. But it's a great surface. All of the participants loved it last year, so, hopefully it'll be the same this year.
What is, how many people are coming in for, how many Cowboys, Cowgirls do you expect to participate?
Oh, you know, that's a good question. I want to say it's north of 100, maybe even more than that, but It's basically the top Cowboys and Cowgirls from Arizona and New Mexico.
That's a Turquoise Circuit.
Turquoise Circuit, correct. So we actually have a reigning world champ, Team Roper, Eric Rogers from Round Rock, Arizona, coming in.
Arizona, or Round Rock, Texas?
Arizona. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
there is a Round Rock.
He's a Navajo team roper, but yeah, he's the reigning world champ. We also have some other former world champs. It's going to be a great mix of it's a full rodeo, the whole nine yards, bull riding, bronc riding, team roping. So it'll definitely be an exciting evening.
And I like getting there early enough that I can see the grand opening, grand entries.
Oh yeah, with the flags and the whole nine yards, yeah.
That's the choreography for that is special.
Yeah, it's a great. And then this year, for the first time ever, we're hosting the Bud Light concert and rodeo dance afterward in a tent out in front of the event center. So entrance to that is free with a ticket to the rodeo.
What nights?
That is Saturday night only after the final performance of the rodeo. So that'll start about 9 o'clock right at the event center.
And people can get tickets how?
They can purchase tickets at the box office. They can purchase tickets
Ticketmaster. Right now?
Yep. Right now. Tickets start at just $13. We have a buy one get one free on select tickets for the matinee performance. It's kind of our family day performance. So go to the box office or get them through Ticketmaster.
And discounts for.
We've got the buy one, get one on Saturday, and again, the cheapest ticket. We've got some other $3 discounts out there for every performance, but the cheapest ticket starts at $13.
My wife told me, she said, I was okay until they started automatically giving me the senior discount. She said,
right.
No.
yeah, she'd feel lucky. So, it should be another great year of the event, and yeah, we're looking forward to
and
it.
And then after the rodeo, all that 100 loads of dirt have to come out and get ready
for
it?
Yeah, all the pens come out and then the dirt comes out, and then we've got the gun show next weekend. It's our first show with Crossroads of the West, a new producer that we're, and so we're pretty much already sold out in terms of booth space for that. And then after that, we roll into, of course, the Suns kickoff. Mm-hmm. Opening night for them is November 3rd. And then we also have Mannheim Steamroller in December, and then a monster truck event in January. So, busy pretty much every weekend.
Yeah, you're going to stay busy, especially with the Northern Arizona Suns. That's always exciting.
Very exciting. I mean, the product is unbelievable. People go to games and never realize how fun it could be. So,
and every seat's a good seat. I mean, you're right on top of the action.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, we had five guys that went to the NBA this past year. So the quality of entertainment is there, and you know, tickets were like $10.
Yeah, like I say, you're seeing future stars, and sometimes you'll see a guy who was an NBA regular player who's doing rehab here.
Yep.
Getting ready to go back into the big shows.
So, yeah. Definitely.
So. Okay. Scott, I got to keep in touch with you to talk a little bit about all the events that are coming up. One of the things that my son-in-law wants to see is that Mannheim Steamroll.
That's a great
big
show. Yeah.
That's a big thing to come in here.
Day after Christmas.
That's an international known activity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so we got some other stuff we're working on, some concerts and some other motorsports events. So, yeah, it's been a great year since I've been here.
You're going to stay busy, and that's good. Thank you, Scott. Don't forget, folks, the rodeo at the Prescott Valley Event Center starts Friday night?
Tomorrow night, yep, 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6.
And then two shows on Saturday, one afternoon on Sunday.
Just Saturday.
Okay, so
afternoon on Saturday, and then Saturday night, and then
and Sunday,
then
come in and help them unload all that dirt.
Yeah, the dirt comes out Sunday.
All right,
first
we're looking
Sunday
for volunteers
morning.
For that.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, my friend, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the Internet on KQNA.com.
Clipcastle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Clipcastle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Clipcastle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yeah, that's me. And we are on the Thursday roundtable. I mentioned at the start of the program with Scott Norton setting up for the rodeo this weekend at the Prescott Valley Event Center. And I mentioned that we have some very nice, and I mean these are classy-looking T-shirts, that our sister station, KDDL, will be giving away at 12:30 Saturday at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Get ready for the rodeo. And these T-shirts come from Blind Dog Apparel out there in far east side of Prescott Valley. Been there. Nice folks, Dennis and Danielle. These are nice T-shirts. If you want one, they're free for as long as they're available, folks. So there you go. Saturday at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Hi, David McAtee. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Chuck. How are you?
David is a PIO, which stands for Public Information Officer.
Correct.
You got it right.
Good job.
And for Yavapai County. And, you know, we got a couple of your special guests that we're going to talk to later on. But when you were on the show a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the Prescott, the Yavapai County supervisors passing the ordinance about no texting and driving. And this has taken hold.
Yes. Yesterday, in the afternoon, well, almost noon, they voted unanimously to support this ordinance. And so in 30 days, November 2nd, I believe, is the official date that that will start. And so if you're in Yavapai County, put your phone down and drive.
And, is this going to be, the sheriff's deputies going around with binoculars watching people texting and talking on the cell phone?
Probably not. But if they do see you, they can pull you over for some other reason.
If you don't have your seatbelt on,
you don't have your
seatbelt
on,
lights out. And,
exactly.
Another thing that you mentioned, and this is even more critical in a way, is that if you are in an automobile accident, they can check and see if you were on your phone.
That's right.
And if you have been on your phone, then it is distracted driving, and your insurance company goes,
Right. And really, this isn't about the fines or the money or any of that. It's just really we're trying to keep the citizens of Yavapai County safe. And we don't need to be on our phones checking our Facebook.
If
or
you
texting.
Are and you have the hands-free kind.
You can.
I don't know what that costs, but it can't be near as much as a ticket.
Right. And a lot of cars are coming with Bluetooth, hands-free type stuff.
Yeah.
Or if it doesn't, you can go out and buy something like that. But really, we just don't want you holding your phone, having to dial, heaven forbid, texting or on Facebook while you're driving.
You know, it's the technology of, that we probably never thought about when you and I were growing up, that you'd sit around there and you'd call anybody you want wherever you are.
Right. It's not that important. Wait till you get home.
To digress a little bit, I watched some of the, I don't know if you watch Turner Classic Movies, and you see these old black and white films with Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall, and all that, and they're something's going on, and they're trying to find a payphone to call. Why don't you use your cell phone?
Right. It's become a convenience, that's for sure.
I wonder what our grandchildren will say. Boy, those old people, they had those cell phones. How horrible was that?
Well, they'll be able to use their cell phones because the cars will drive themselves.
Yeah.
So
okay.
They won't have to worry, but yeah.
What else is going on in our county?
Well, we mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago that we've got the Citizens Academy coming up in January. So in November, we'll be putting out a press release letting people know that they can come register for that event. Really, you know, I brought Wendy Ross, who is our HR director here, to talk about what we have 29 positions available.
Correct. We currently have 29 open.
HR means human resources.
Human resources, if you don't know already. Yeah. And so that's a big thing. If you don't follow us on Facebook, every week I post our Yavapai County Hot Job of the Week. And we also have several others. So that's what we're going to talk about.
And it's on today. Your website, too.
It is, yavapai.us.
So we'll talk with Wendy, then we'll get Lynn in here and talk
Absolutely.
About flood.
That's right, flood. Flood season's over, right?
And Lynn, I got to say, you're in charge of the flood district.
Yes, I am.
And we kind of, as bad as it was elsewhere, I don't know, Yavapai County really got burdened too bad.
We have a few areas that had a little bit of trouble this week, absolutely.
Yeah, Lynn Whitman's her name, and yes. We're going to talk about the flood insurance, the floodplain districts that are coming up, and especially after we had all those fires, that has probably changed the makeup of where the floodplains are. So let's start with jobs. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Dave, go ahead.
So, Wendy, how do people apply for our jobs?
You apply online, and that is at yavapai.us. There's a link directly from the front page, and we have an online application. And so we post our jobs every week. Every Wednesday, you'll see new job openings appear. And it's a very simple process. You simply click next to the position that you'd like to apply for, and you fill out the information.
Do I have to have a resume?
You don't have to have a resume, but you have the opportunity to attach a resume within the program. You can attach almost anything you like as long as it's in the right format, a resume, a cover letter, copies of certificates, copies of degrees, that kind of thing.
What are some of the positions we have available?
Gosh, we have about 29 openings right now, and they're all over the place. There are some positions in our health department and our health clinic. There are positions in our county attorney's office. I believe we're looking for an animal control officer.
Chuck wants that dog catcher job.
I want that dog catcher.
We're looking for a hydrologist at the flood control district.
What? Yeah.
We've got an opening in our elections department. We have an emergency management specialist if people are interested in working with our emergency management division.
So quite a variety of
positions. And 2 weeks ago, Dave brought in
Leslie's.
Leslie Horton.
And Leslie Hoffman.
And Leslie Horton talked about flu shots.
Right.
I got mine.
Did you? Good.
That are available. And then Leslie Horton talked about...
Leslie Hoffman in elections.
They're looking for people for paid positions in the elections.
During the election season, they hire quite a few people to help out.
Yeah.
I don't know if those are full-time positions or...
Correct. No, mostly those are seasonal.
They're paid.
Right.
And that's interesting. Now, does that come through you, or does she do that directly?
There are some positions in elections that go just through the elections department. Those are the poll workers, and those are paid but not through payroll. There's a stipend that poll workers receive. But there are also paid positions in elections that do come through our office.
And that's going to be a permanent type of...
It's seasonal, which could mean you're permanently seasonal, and you come back year after year every election cycle.
What are the qualifications for a job like that?
I don't think there's very many. Correct. It may just be a high school diploma, and they train you on the job of what they're looking for, what you need to do, maybe counting ballots or helping out at the polls.
Dave mentioned getting online, to file online. If a person doesn't have access to an internet at home, what are the solutions?
Correct. Well, most of our public libraries have internet access and public computers that they can use. We also have a computer in our office. We're located on Fair Street. We have a computer in our office that if someone doesn't have their own computer, they can come on in our office and fill out an application.
And again, your application, as I recall, is pretty self-explanatory. Dave, you talk about a resume, but that's something you would produce and attach to the application.
Right. And the only reason I bring it up is because some people don't have a resume, or maybe they're not happy with a resume. And you don't have to have a resume to apply. Like Wendy said, it may help, but just apply. Go to yavapai.us. There's a link there for employment, and they update that every Wednesday with new positions. And like I said, if you're not following us on Facebook, we do post our hot jobs if you want to just kind of see what some of them are.
Well, what is Facebook? How do you get – I mean, what is – yavapai .com
or, it's facebook.com/ Yavapai County.
Okay.
Yeah, so just look for Yavapai County.
Because I know you online, but I didn't know the Facebook account.
Yeah. Well, and the sheriff's office is always looking for recruits as well. They're always seems to be hiring somebody, and I don't know how many positions they have or if they have any, but they always
detention officers forever.
Right. Absolutely.
That's
a
burnout job.
Yeah. So if you don't have a job, or if you've got a job you're not happy with, I always encourage people to just go out and look. See what's out there. You may find the perfect job.
And I will not speak for Yavapai College, but I will suspect that they have people there that will help people write resumes.
Yeah, I think I'm sure there are.
I can't speak for them, but it seems to me in my in looking at the things that they do, they have a way to help people get a job. They have job fairs and that type of thing to help people kind of get into the system.
Well, and there's a few other resources in town if someone needs help writing their resume. The Goodwill has a career center.
Okay.
And they can assist people with writing resumes. And then there is a human resources association here called Prescott Area Human Resources Association, or PARA. And there are people within that association who will help members of the public with their resume.
And maybe even score.
And I would bet the library also has people there that will help you.
Yeah, so if you're looking for help, you can find it.
Absolutely.
Okay. You want to take a quick break, and then we'll take a visit with our flood control district. We're all treading water here, so we'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable right after these words. You are listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, Cottonwoods, and other places, maybe even Jerome.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
The This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes visit the Dallas Stars live Thursday at 5:30, Monday AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. I just got through writing an article on the human-animal bond and how healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities. And it made me pause and think about how pets and animals make us better people. At Olson's, our mission is the health of your animals and pets. What does that lead to? Healthy communities. Good enough just isn't. By the way, a huge event is coming up in Prescott, and you all need to be part of it. I'm talking about the party to celebrate one of our hometown heroes, World War I aviator and Prescott High School football star Ernest A. Love. It's all happening on Thursday evening, October 4th, at the Holiday Courtyard in downtown Prescott. Great price, too. Only $30 for a single ticket and two for $50. All proceeds benefit the American Legion Ernest A. Love Post 6. Besides no host beer and wine, they'll also have a World War I signature drink, the Old Fashioned. There'll also be tasty hors d'oeuvres, music by the Mood Swings, World War I patriotic decor and model airplanes, and a special 1918 Buick. Tickets are available online at Prescott.org and at the Recreation Services Office in the Armory. It's party time!
Oh, yeah.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. An Arizona meat processing company is recalling 6.5 million pounds of raw ground beef for possible salmonella contamination. Terry Farnetti with the Yavapai County Health Department says JBS Tolleson has shipped the meat to numerous retail locations packaged under several names, including Showcase at Walmart, Cedar River Farms, and Grass Run Farms Natural. The recalled product bears the code EST267 inside the U.S. FDA mark of inspection. The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors takes a stand against the use of cell phones while driving.
Yesterday, the board approved a distracted driving ordinance. The ordinance states a person shall not drive a motor vehicle while holding, in his or her hand, typing on, or otherwise manually operating, a portable communications device. A violation of this measure could result in a civil traffic violation that carries a $100 penalty, plus other assessments and surcharges. The ordinance goes into effect November 2nd. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Skies clearing and cooling this evening to about 47 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then sunny highs for one day Friday. Rains returning Saturday afternoon and Sunday, with highs Friday and a windy Saturday near 69. Sunday just 58 with more rain. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, mostly clear this evening, cooling to near 50 overnight, and a sunny high near 77 tomorrow. Saturday afternoon and Sunday showers and storms, with weekend highs near 75 and 66. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Hello, this is Prescott Mayor Greg Mingarelli. The new commercial airline for Prescott Municipal Airport will feature a commercial jet service for the first time in our aviation history. Now, with new United Express flights, Prescott travelers can conveniently connect to United's global network with daily flights between Prescott and Denver and 6 days a week between Prescott and Los Angeles with one round trip each day. And the rates are very competitive. This is a game changer for our region. Now it's time to fly the friendly skies of Prescott. It's our turn to support this new air service. Tickets are on sale now at united.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
The Prince of Palaver himself. Yes, indeed. And thank you for being with us. We have a little bit of time left to talk about the flood district, employment opportunities, and my buddy Dave McAtee is here. And before we even get to you ladies, we were talking about the Courthouse Plaza.
Yes.
How many trees on the plaza?
Somewhere around 150.
Isn't that amazing?
That's a lot of trees. It's a little urban forest we got going on down there.
And, of course, we won't be long. We'll be putting up Christmas decorations.
That starts in November.
And the county's looking at upgrading the sidewalks again.
Yeah. Yesterday, the board approved to spend some money tearing out some old sidewalks that are starting to fall apart, some curbing. Again, it's all about the safety. We don't want anybody tripping and falling, especially as we come into our Christmas season and Arizona becomes Prescott becomes the Christmas city once again. There's a lot of people on the courthouse, and we want to make sure that those sidewalks are taken care of.
Let me ask you to introduce Lynn Whitman.
So Lynn Whitman is our Flood Control District Director. She's been in Arizona for how many years?
10 years. And well, 13 in Arizona.
13 years bested.
Yeah, she's bested. She's been here longer than anywhere else. And she's doing a great job as our Flood Control District Director. And only been doing this for what?
8 months.
8 months. Yeah, that's great.
I got walloped with the first monsoon season of my career.
That's right. So I asked you earlier, is the flood season over?
I don't know that it is. I think the worst of it is over, but we do have another storm coming, and we're expecting some rain overnight on Saturday that could be pretty hefty.
Well, I'm hearing predictions that this is going to be a warmer but wetter winter.
Mm.
Does that worry you at all?
Of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll take it one day at a time.
They call it, El Nino in the summer and La Nina in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And we have no control over that.
Correct.
What we do have control over is the floodplains, and I know we were talking earlier about the Dosey area and some of those areas that had fire that affect your office quite a bit because there's not as much vegetation to kind of curtail the flooding.
Correct.
So what areas are you concerned about?
We have a whole list that we're working with right now, but we're still looking at Yarnell. We're still looking at Mayer after the Goodwin fire. We've always got a lot of problems over in the VOC and in Cornville, parts of Camp Verde.
So how does someone find out if they're in the floodplain?
They can. We've got maps online at ycflood.com. They can call us and talk to a hydrologist. They can email us at flood. I've written it down so I won't forget. Oh, no, I lost it. Flood.control. web.flood.control@yavapai.us.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
I know.
Can they just call your office?
Absolutely.
and folks, just call Dave McAtee.
That's right.
He will direct you. Whatever
that's
your
right.
question is,
I'll get you
who's
going to
win
go.
The baseball game, and Dave knows all that.
I can't help you there.
You can't help me there.
No.
Yes.
Do you work with the Army Corps of Engineers?
We do sometimes. We've got a pretty good relationship with the engineers in the Phoenix office that work this area, and so if they get a complaint in our area, we'll go out and visit it with them. If we have problems that we're not handling, we can call them and they can back us up.
You know, one of the things that has occurred, I've lived here some little while now, and the town and the area, the county is growing, and there are people building houses where there didn't used to be houses, and I wonder if how many of them are in a floodplain don't know it.
Well, if they come into the county to get a permit, they know it. Absolutely.
And flood insurance, tell me about that.
flood insurance, to everyone in the county qualifies for flood insurance, whether you're in a high-risk zone or not, because we're part of the NFIP.
What's that?
The National Flood Insurance Protection Program.
Okay.
So there's a 30-day waiting period. They used to have problems with people getting flood insurance right before a storm and then dropping it right after. So there is a 30-day waiting period, but everyone in Yavapai County can get it.
Is it expensive?
It can be. It can be if you're in a high-risk area. But if you're outside of a high-risk area, it's actually pretty reasonable.
And you were telling us earlier that you're doing things to reduce, to keep our costs down.
Right. So we participate in the community rating system, which is a program where you get points for going above and beyond what we're required to do. And for each class level that we drop, homeowners save 5% if they're in the special flood hazard area. So right now in Yavapai County, that's 15%.
And I you posted something earlier. You are on Facebook as well, or at
yes.
least the flood department. And
yes.
you had posted a story about someone who was going to cross the water because they thought, oh, well, it's not that much water. It was just a little flooding a little bit.
Right.
And you want to tell the rest of that story?
I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
Well, basically, the next day they went back. They decided not to. So they turned around. They didn't drown.
Yes.
They went back the next day and realized that that road had been washed out.
Yes.
They couldn't tell.
You can't see it. So even if you're familiar with the road and you know by looking at it that it's probably only 6 inches deep, you don't know if the road is still there.
And it doesn't take a lot of water to move a car,
not
a vehicle.
All.
And
not
once you start moving, you're out of control.
Yep.
And nobody wants to be in that position.
Once you become buoyant, you're out of there.
And that's why we say, turn around, don't drown.
Exactly.
Because people do.
Yes.
That's unfortunate.
The power of rushing water, if it's only 6 inches deep, but it's moving along, it'll take your car and put you in a different direction. And I can't imagine anybody who's not seen pictures of that on television or on the internet. That somebody's there. They are right in the middle. And sadly, I know of a couple occasions where people in the Prescott area have lost their lives trying to get across a flooded area.
Right. And here we have a lot of flash flooding. So most of the time, that water could be gone in 15 minutes to an hour.
Rush, yeah.
So it's worth it to wait.
And you guys actually will close roads. I mean, maybe not you specifically.
But the sheriff's office will, absolutely.
In coordination with you. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I heard, I think it was the Big Bug area.
Yes, down in Mayer, we've got a lot of road closures pretty frequently these days.
And that's just for your protection. So I shouldn't go around the barriers and risk it, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Some of the areas I've seen, they have little poles there in the middle of it to tell you how deep the water is. And I'm telling you, if it's more than 6 inches, don't go through it.
Right. Right. We don't put those up mostly because if the road does wash out, then that's false information.
Oh.
Right. Oops. It could be deeper than you realize.
But some communities do, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've seen them. It doesn't mean that
right.
they're not necessarily a legal okay to go through here.
Exactly. Thing.
And
exactly.
I know you've got monitors out there keeping track of the water level.
Yes. We've got over 100 rain gauges. I think 108 rain gauges right now.
So how much rain do we get?
It varies. We're such a huge county, it varies. This past storm over the 3 days, I think Crown King got 4.5 inches up in. We monitor Coconino as it comes down Oak Creek because it comes into Yavapai County, and there was over 5 inches up there. Parts in town were 3 inches for this storm. So it's significant.
And speaking of roads washing out, did you saw what happened between Flagstaff and Page?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
rock slides.
Was it you or Lynn or someone told me that it was because of that, there's a 190-mile detour.
I saw the detour, yeah. Yeah, rock slides.
Yeah.
So that's pretty serious. So now, I lived here when the water took out the bridge at Black Canyon City.
Oh, my gosh. I've heard stories. Yeah.
So,
that's pretty incredible.
Yeah. So don't discount the effects of rushing water because, like you say, it comes down out of Flagstaff and it picks up a little bit more water from the tributaries. And sometimes by the time it gets down to Big Buck Creek or into the lake, into the river, it's a tidal wave.
Right. I believe in Black Canyon City this week, Marin Avenue, which crosses the Agua Fria and has a whole subdivision back there that's the only access, was about 4 feet deep.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's a lot of water.
So if we know a flood's coming and people want to get sandbags, do we know where to send them?
We have actually that's through Public Works and at their website, you know, yavapai.us, they've got a whole list and they keep that updated. They go in and they update it. It's the fire departments,
anywhere, like some churches in the communities. There's an updated list at that spot.
We know for sure the fire departments, the county fire departments would have those available for sure.
They generally do, yeah. And the public works yards have them.
It's just a good idea to find out where they are now.
Yes.
Before
well,
you need
like,
them.
Like Liv was saying, don't look for flood insurance the day before Hurricane Rosa hits Baja.
Or unfortunately the day after. Because
right.
Then it doesn't do you any good.
Yeah.
So you really need to be aware of if you're in a flood zone to begin with, because you may have bought the house and, you know, you're signing a lot of papers and maybe it was in there, maybe you didn't pay attention to it, or maybe you've forgotten.
Yeah, if you build it and you get a permit, that's one thing. But if you're just buying, you know, somebody else's house,
yeah.
Right.
They might forget to tell you that.
Well, and here's an interesting thing. About 33% of flood insurance claims in Arizona are outside of the high-risk areas. So if you can get one of those cheaper ones outside, sometimes it's worth it.
So also yesterday at the board meeting, they approved some money to be spent on some studies. You want to talk about that?
Sure. We had a study approved. It's to look at all of the areas in the county that have low water crossings that cut off communities, just like we were talking about at Marin Avenue. So we've got an engineer coming in that's going to look at identifying those locations because there's a lot of them. I've got my own list going. And then prioritizing which ones are the most critical so that we know during a flood event who's being cut off. And we can go in and figure out what resources they might need. Maybe we need to build another road through there. Maybe we need to find a helipad location. Maybe we just need to be able to provide them with some services. So that's a project we're going to be starting up.
And the great thing is once we know where they are,
yes.
The flood control district will work with the cities and towns, provide some funding, first responders,
absolutely.
Get those issues resolved.
Right.
And that's incredibly, again, back to the keeping our citizens safe.
And a lot of planning. Anticipating so that, and you know, your best friend may be Noah. You know who Noah is?
Yes.
And that's the weather company, okay, weather department.
Okay.
Right.
And they give you their predictions, but that's all it is.
Exactly.
Is a prediction.
Right.
And I have also heard that we're looking for a wetter winter, whether it's snow, which melts.
Right.
And creates floods. I have been here and seen heavy rain in January.
Absolutely.
You know, just because it's winter doesn't mean you're not going to have some heavy rain. So,
right.
Yeah, stand by for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not something we want to mess around with. We need to know if we're in a flood zone, and if we are, we should have flood insurance. But have a plan of exit. You know, make a plan. Make sure if you're going to meet your family somewhere, make sure they all know where that's going to be.
Yeah,
we always talk in our emergency management meetings to have the 5 P's, which is, you know, your pills ready and your personal objects and your papers and your people. You got to have to know where your people are going to be.
Yeah, well, the kids are at school and all of a sudden, you know,
right.
They can't get home.
Right. You need to have a meeting spot.
What are you kids going to do? You know,
right.
We'll check probably with the school district. They'll have a plan for you.
Right.
But, you know, don't try and wade across the creek to get home.
No.
Ready.org has a lot of really good resources for that exact planning process.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk with Wendy Ross. If you're looking for work, you're looking to improve your position from the job you have right now, we have some answers for you. So we'll be back with more on a Thursday roundtable on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, and in Cottonwood and other great cities around the world. OKQA.com.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type
type of screening can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit YRMC.org.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Well, yes, I am, and thank you for joining us this Thursday afternoon. I forgot to mention that, and Bill Monroe reminded me that we have the opening hockey game of the Coyotes at 5 o'clock. Is it 5 o'clock? 5:30 today. And they're taking on Dallas Stars, is that right? And so baseball ends. Hockey starts.
It's always something.
And, of course, we'll have football on Sunday. So plenty of things for the sports-minded. But right now I want to talk about getting a job working for Yavapai County. And as Dave and I talked about a couple weeks ago, Yavapai County is 90 square miles larger than the state of New Jersey. So when we talk about Yavapai County, you know, we kind of get parochial. Oh, well, that's Prescott or Prescott Valley or, you know. This is a big county, and you've got a lot of job opportunities. So if Wendy could tell us a little bit about what's available, and then Dave, you can follow up.
Absolutely. You're right. We are large and very spread out. We have locations, facilities spread throughout the county. Many of the jobs do end up in Prescott or the Cottonwood, Camp Verde area, but we have people in Seligman and Yarnell and Black Canyon City and all over the place. We do have about 39 openings right now, and that number changes every week. Specifically right now, Lynn mentioned earlier she's looking for a hydrologist too in her office. We've been talking a lot about flooding lately, so if that's interesting to someone, check that opportunity out. We always have a job posting for detention officer in our Camp Verde jail, and they're testing almost on a constant basis. They run various different tests on intervals, and so they have a lot of information on their website, the sheriff's office specifically, about the requirements for that, but the job posting is available through our website, and it's yavapai.us. We have a lot of openings in our health department right now, so there are several health assistant positions. We have three different health clinics, one in Prescott, one in Prescott Valley, and one in Cottonwood. And so it looks like we're looking for a health assistant in both Cottonwood and Prescott Valley right now. as well as a health educator over in Cottonwood. I mentioned earlier that the sheriff's office is looking for an animal control officer. They're also looking for a cook in the Camp Verde jail. So that's an opportunity for someone who works in food service. Our county attorney office has a number of openings right now. They're looking for a civil attorney. They're looking for a legal secretary and a legal clerk. And then the public defender is looking for a paralegal. So as you can see, there's quite a variety of different jobs available in the county. We have so many different departments and such a diverse workforce.
How many employees do you have?
We have almost 1,800 employees right now, just shy of 1,800.
So at any given time, somebody's leaving.
Absolutely. When you have an employer that large, there's sort of constant movement. We have a lot of employees actually retiring right now. I think that a lot of employers are facing that as the baby boomers are starting to exit the workforce. But we always have an opening somewhere. If you don't see a job on there this week that appeals to you, check back on Wednesday of next week because there's something new going out there every week.
And they don't all require a degree. Some of them are just high school diplomas. I mean, there's quite a variety of positions available.
Absolutely. There are a number of entry-level positions coming in, and then there are also those more professional positions. But I would say a vast majority of our positions do not require a degree.
And we all know that, you know, working for the government, I could probably make more money in the private industry. So what is one good or a couple of reasons why someone would want to work for the government?
One thing I would say is stability. You know, especially I look at maybe our public works department or our facilities department. Many of those trades positions are a little bit seasonal or cyclical out there in the private sector. And when you come work for the county, they are year-round stable positions. But most importantly, I would say, is our benefit package. We do have a retirement system. We have paid holidays. We have paid days off. We have health insurance and dental and vision and life insurance. And so it really is the benefit package really is a big part of the compensation package at the county.
And you and I have spoken before that income is not really the main indicator in job contentment. A lot of it just comes from whether or not you enjoy working there, the environment, the culture. And I think personally, Evoy County is a great place to work for. I think they've invested a lot in training and support our employees. We've got a great HR department. And so I think it just is if you're looking for a job or if you're just not happy with your job, it's definitely worth looking and keep your eye on yavapai.us.
And not just for yourself, but for your children.
Absolutely.
Grandchildren.
That's right.
As you mentioned, probably there's updates more than once a week.
Wednesdays. They update all the new jobs go on Wednesdays.
Okay.
But, you know.
So once a week.
Once a week.
You can update it.
Yeah.
So, you know, just if you don't see something, don't say, not for me, not for my kids.
Right.
It may show up there.
Well, and there's also the city of Prescott or the city of Cottonwood. I mean, if you want to work for the government, and I always tell people, if you have a desire to serve the public, and I think that's really what we're doing in large part, the government is a great place to be.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about politics in the workplace. How's that? Is that kind of scary stuff to talk about anymore?
I would say yes, and I would believe that many departments maybe have a policy about not discussing it. It seems to be such a heated topic right now.
Like I said at the start of the show, you know, get on the internet and have an argument with somebody you don't even know. Isn't that exciting? So it's more of a congenial atmosphere.
It really is, and we work towards that. I think the leadership at the county has made that part of the culture that we, you know, if you're not comfortable discussing something, you don't.
Yeah. And of course, a lot of that comes from our supervisors. We've got some fine guys.
Yeah, we've got
no women yet. No women in the supervisor's office yet.
Well, I don't think that's Wendy's fault. I don't think
Wendy's. Is that Wendy's fault?
We've had a few in my tenure there.
Yeah, we did.
One of the things that we do want to talk about is the fact that the county has just had their meeting. You talk about what was on the agenda,
right?
And where the next meeting
will
be.
So we meet the first Wednesday and the third Wednesday of every month. And so we just had the one here in Prescott, and so in 2 weeks we'll be in Cottonwood. And again, if you want to know what's on the agenda, go to yavapai.us. You'll find the agendas there. They're posted a couple days or a day before the meeting, so you can find out what's going to be discussed. And I think, you know, one of the issues that we struggle with is getting people to care. And I think it really does affect you. I mean, just like yesterday, they voted to outlaw using cell phones while you're driving. And that's going to affect a lot of people. And so it's important to know what's being discussed and what's going on. So I encourage everybody to go to yavapai.us, follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, if that's your thing. It's always Yavapai County.
Well, yeah, I was going to mention that the site itself has every department.
Yes.
So if you're interested in the flood district, well, you know, you can click on that department.
Absolutely. And we have a Facebook page as well.
And same with they don't call it HR anymore, do they?
Yes, it's human resources.
Is that what
we have a page out there. It has some information about our department, but most importantly, it has that link to apply for the jobs.
And so if you go to yavapai.us.
.us. And you're human and you need resources, come to their website.
All the answers are right there. And trust me, folks, if you have any question at all, you call Dave McAtee.
Yeah. Yes.
Because he knows, or will know somebody who knows.
That's it, exactly. Okay. I'll find the answer for you.
Public Information Officer, you got your meeting in Cottonwood in 2 weeks, week and a half?
Yep.
And no agenda set up for that yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay. And as we mentioned, you're going to be working on the courthouse area for sidewalks and curbs.
So keep an eye out because there will be some road closures and movements and stuff. So just keep your eyes out for those barriers.
And let me tell you, it is inevitable wherever you go in this area, somebody's working on a road somewhere.
Yes, that is the truth.
Okay. Dave, thanks. Wendy, Lynn, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm going to wrap things up. Don't forget Saturday, 12:30 at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Our sister station, KDDL, will be giving away rodeo T-shirts. They'll be there for the asking for as long as we got them. So, and I think you'll like them. They're from Blind Dog Apparel. So they're good quality. And we'll probably take a break and come back in, say a week or so and talk some more on the Thursday Roundtable. KQ&A, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and in between. KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.